Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today, we are talking about feminism. Are men and women really created equal? We had a pretty hot topic coming out of the first session of the show. We have Ms. Tanya on the phone. She posted some comments on Facebook, and we invited her to come and talk to us and be a part of the conversation today. And in the studio, we also have Ms. Venice Catron. She is from Chicago. We have dating commentator Mr. Troy Vaughn III and Beau Borders, who believes that women should submit. Now, before you said barefoot and pregnant before we went out to the second half of the show, Beau, is that correct?
Not exactly, but however, I'm from Florida. You know, I stay here in Atlanta, so therefore I still have country boy values, you know. And here in Atlanta, it's a whole different perspective on things of dating and even the terms of dating. And so barefoot pregnant, I wouldn't say to that degree, but being a woman being able to contour to her man, yeah.
Interesting.
Contour.
Well, let's contour to this phone line. We have Joseph from Boston, Massachusetts. Boston, Joseph, welcome to the show. What are your thoughts? Should a woman submit?
Hello.
Welcome to the show, Joseph.
Yeah, Joseph from Boston, Massachusetts. I think using the word submission, a woman submit to a man, is too harsh of a word. What word you should use? A woman should look for guidance from a man, but providing the man is a righteous man, was raised properly. For you to solve the bad situation we have in the black community, 72% of black children born out of wedlock, 59% of the black overrun by the black woman, professional black woman are making more money than professional black man. You got to understand it from an evolutionary point of view. Over millions and millions of years, it's called trial and error. They found out certain things work for women, certain things work for men. And when they come together, it could be a beautiful thing. I majored in psychology in college. I took a lot of class, masculinity and femininity, marriage and the family. And what I've learned, the feminist movement is what to blame for it. Betty Freeman, one of the co-founders of now National Organization for Women, she was worried about certain elements of the radical woman. I call them anti-men. They hate men. And a lot of them were lesbian. I'm going to finish up. They were pushing the agenda. And I heard terms in psychology class like man and woman went to war. Woman was the only one that showed up. Penis envy, male castrated. What these feminists do, these lesbian feminists, they have naturally had a hatred for men, so they poison the mind of women, not only black women, but all women in America. And for us to redo all that poisoning that took place, we need people who are sincere, who are caring, and who understand the teaching of evolution, because religion is not doing it. And last point, they always talk about men are no good. Yeah, but when 72% of black men are black children are born out of wedlock, 59% of the black woman run by a black woman, 25% of black women will never get married. It's obviously the woman that's doing a job on her own because she's raising the men, so how can men be no good? Common sense will say a woman have to work 40, 50 hours a day. We spend 40% less time than we did with our children in the 60s. This is why you have to keep going with it. Like right now, here in Randolph, I'm right outside
Hold, Joseph, yeah. You're making a lot of great valid points, and we appreciate you calling in.
Sense.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, I guess I'll have to submit to that. Is that what you're telling me? Okay.
Oh, no.
Well, we want to thank you so much for calling. And Joseph said that, hey, this feminist movement is poisoning women, all women. He said that he blames lesbians behind this movement that's breaking up families, and women need to wake up. We're going to go to Yessie from Atlanta on line one. Yessie, welcome to the show. What are your thoughts?
Blessings, people.
Blessings.
Hello.
Hey.
Hola. Hey, how you doing?
Peace and blessings.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. What are your thoughts about this? Should women submit to their mate? Do you think feminism is killing relationships?
The submit is the harsh part about it. The relationship, see, you gotta, this particular relationship you're talking about has to do with procreation. And when we look at the movement that kind of started this, the so-called feminist movement, it wasn't geared towards anybody but white women and their white men who had conquered the world. They just wanted power. But, you know, I think women have to evaluate, you know, I don't think women communicate to younger women the consequences of promiscuity.
Mm-hmm.
Or the benefits of promiscuity. I'm a man. I don't know what's beneficial for a woman to try out Tom, Dick, and Harry. I don't know, because It seems to me it would be confusing for her to submit to the one that she might be drawn to versus the one that she might be physically satisfied by versus the one that likes to run up and down the basketball court and plays basketball with. When you're talking about family, because she's going to create a nation of people with someone,
okay,
or with several people.
Well, we appreciate your thoughts. You know, some people agree with you. Some people don't agree with you. You know, some people feel as though that what you're saying is very misogynistic sounding and very male chauvinist. But what we're going to do is we're going to talk more about that because I believe
okay,
we're in a...
I apologize.
Well, no, don't listen. Quick. Don't apologize. This is what community radio is all about, voicing your opinion. And we appreciate that because there are so many people that have the same perspective as you. There's no right or wrong. Each individual person has the right to express
themselves. I wasn't apologizing for anything I said.
Oh.
I was apologizing for trying to continue my question.
Oh, okay. Well, what we're going to do...
you're a woman.
Hold on, bro.
To the world with this group.
Oh.
And is there a foundation that you can find right or wrong in with where you're coming from with it?
Well, you know,
would it be in the woman's hand?
Hold on, I got this, Bo. Let's back this thing on up, Bo.
She got this.
I got this. Nah, yes, see, I am a woman, and guess what?
I don't want to get beat up.
Hold on, I am a woman. Hold on, I got this. I am a woman, and I am the woman who is guest hosting this show today. So they call me the Queen of Love.
That's right.
And we're going to thank you for your call in. And we're going to move on to the next call. Thank you so much, sir.
All right.
I heard that.
All righty, everybody. Well, welcome back to Love and Relationship with Friends. I am the guest host today, Miss Amanda Cooper, the Queen of Love. And when we come back, we're talking about independence. So we're in an era now where women are empowered. Women are experiencing a level of independence that we've never, ever seen in our country before. So many of us are still single, and we do want to be in a relationship that is healthy. But can being independent and being on the feminist front and still be with someone, is it destroying the marriage? Do men feel emasculated by this new movement? When we come back, that's what we're talking about. Are men and women created equal? Should women submit to their mates? Coming up after the break, we'll have more of the conversation here on 1380 WAOK.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Today, before we went to break, we were talking and asking, how do an independent woman survive in a relationship with a man that wants her to kind of submit to him, be more in that traditional role? Now, Troy, you said that you are... in your ringside group, you guys talked about this and it came up. And Venice, you mentioned, what is submission? So we have all these questions here on the table. And we also have our listener, Tanya. Tanya, she posted some comments on Facebook when we did our poll today. You can still go to our Facebook page and cast your vote. And Tanya has some interesting perspectives as well. So now we have everybody here. What are your thoughts about independent women? Do you believe that you can be independent and still submissive at the same time? Tanya, what are your thoughts?
I definitely think that you can do both. Everything is about balance. Mm-hmm. And so I have no doubt that you can do both.
Okay. Troy, now you wanted to share some things. You said this was a debate with your ringside group.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely nothing discussed. It's all debate. But I do want to say that I do agree with Tanya. I mean, there are people who do have the ability to walk and chew gum at the same time. You can be independent. You can have, just like what Beyonce and the girls were saying, you can have your own this, that, and the third. However, when you are in a marriage, if you two are coming together for that role that he has to be the head and you're the neck, then you can't treat that marriage or your household like your boardroom at the corporate job. You know, it doesn't mean that you don't have value. It doesn't mean you don't have say-so. It doesn't mean that you don't have influence. But you're two people trying to be two coaches on the field or two presidents or whatever. It's not going to work. You're going to bump heads. So there needs to be an understanding. There needs to be some common ground and a shared vision. But can a woman who has her own and everything and be successful in her corporate job come home and submit? Absolutely. It's definitely possible.
Now, Venice, you were saying we need to define what submission is. Share your thoughts on that.
Well, not submission, but independence. I think, you know, I think that a lot of men that I've run across that hear that word, independent woman, they think of it as a negative thing. But, you know, when you think about, like, my mother was a single mother who had to raise two kids. She had to be independent. She had to do what she needed to do to get us where we needed to be. So I think, for me, the word independence means being able to take care of myself so that I don't, when I do meet my mate, I don't want him to feel like the only reason I'm with him is because I need him to take care of me. I need him to feed me, clothe me, put, you know, buy me a car. It's about the heart for me. So, you know, I want to know what, especially the gentleman here, what do you define as independent? What do you see an independent woman as?
I co-sign everything you just said that came out of your
face. Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad you can agree with me.
Everything that came out of your face, I'm like, yes. I wanted to give you a high five, but you're looking that way.
So tell me this then. Okay, so but what is submission to you? What is independence defined to you? And then we'll come to you, Troy.
Okay. As you know, just like what Troy's saying with her, I agree with you to a degree. But it's more women out there that's independent. I don't need a man. That's what I hear more here in Atlanta. And being so, they're the ones that's lonely, you know, Christmas time and trying to find a rent-a-man for Thanksgiving dinner.
Okay, so, well, but when they
well,
say...
Well, hold on. Okay, rent-a-man? Okay. Where are we getting rent-a-man at?
That's a good business. Hey, you know, they call their little friends to come over. Hey, my family having a family dinner. Can you come with me?
Ooh. Oh, rent-a-man. Okay, I got you.
I'm
got you.
Is that rent-a-man.com or .org? I just need to know for a friend.
I think I've been a rent-a-man a couple of times.
We have.
That's the friend zone, brothers. Is that what that is?
That's him, too.
Okay.
Or the Mr. Bighead. Hey, Mr. Bighead.
So, but you know what? I think what we're missing here is when we talk about independent women and submission and that there is a balance, you know, money plays is a huge leveler. I mean, it kind of ups the game, especially now that more women are making more than men.
Y'all are killing it.
So it's like, how am I going to be making significantly more than you and come home and still be submissive? That's the problem I think a lot of people are facing, because when Fantasia was talking about this, she said that a lot of women are trying to take on the man's role. And that they are trying to lead. But I think naturally, when you do make more money than someone else in the relationship, it's just kind of innate that you just kind of be more aggressive, more of a leader, more of the person to lead and have them follow. So what we're going to do is, I'm just saying.
I want to reply with a question.
Well, hold on. We have Andrea from Atlanta. Andrea, what are your thoughts?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm a single woman. I've been married twice, divorced twice. I have raised four amazing kids, and I consider myself extremely independent. But I think that part of the problem that a lot of women are running into is the choices that they make. I mean, when we meet a man, before we get connected with that man, we need to make sure that there's someone that is going to be worthy of our submission. And I think that's what the problem is making sure you're with someone. It's not the submitting, but making sure that that man is somebody who is worthy to submit to.
So what makes a man worthy to submit to?
There you go.
Okay, how he handles his business, takes care of his family, how he treats you, the respect, giving and taking, but not just expecting you to do certain things. I have an issue with the chauvinism that, you know, the woman's supposed to do this and the man. I think it's shared. But I believe that women need to make sure that the man is who she feels that she's comfortable submitting to.
Now, Andrea, I have a question for you. You say that you're a single mom and you're independent, correct?
Yes.
And what if you meet the love of your life, but you happen to make significantly more financially than him? And he doesn't, maybe he doesn't put in as much work, or he makes significantly less. And he wants you to come home, cook, do all the domesticated type chores, as well as let him make the financial decisions. And it's your money. How does that work? Because that's often the case a lot of times with independent women. It just that's the conflict.
Okay, so did I make more money than him before I met him?
Yes.
Because when it comes...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Goes back to making these choices and the consequences of the choices. If I know this man and this is his personality, I probably would not have connected with him.
Mm. So you couldn't be with a man who makes significantly less but required you to be domesticated?
No, because it's a mutual respect, mutual understanding, and everybody
that's
what
I'm trying to get
part.
Okay. Well,
that's what I'm trying to get them to understand.
Yeah, you got
to
let both
That's
talk.
What I'm trying to get them to understand. You keep nailing it with the word respect. Simple as that. It sums it up in everything, because if you can't respect that man at the end of the day, there's no reason for him to even being there or you being there, period.
Okay. All right.
Well, Andrea, thank you so much for your call. We appreciate you. Keep listening and continue to call in if you want to make another comment, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a nice day. So when we get down to it, I mean, you really got to ask. I mean, you know, I'm single. I'm independent, you know, and it's not that I don't need a man. But if I meet someone, I want him to at least be able to meet me halfway in regards to finances, because you didn't put all this work and effort into it. And a lot of women feel as though, you know what, I'm independent.
See?
Hold on, let me finish.
Boom.
He doesn't look. He makes $7.50 an hour. He makes minimum wage, and I'm clocking in 50. The fact that I'm with him shows that I've been submissive to him, because I'm with him because I care for him. But now I have to submit to him as well and let him lead our household. That's asking a lot.
You know, but again, I'm sorry, Tori. I'm
going for it.
Again, you're feeding that negative content of submissive. It's not about that. Let me tell you, for you being with that man that has $70 an hour, he brought something else to the table that you saw, and it's gonna outweigh all that other stuff, which is called substance. He brought substance to the table. You're still hopping on bringing money, but you trust him to be in there.
Okay.
It's not about that.
It's not about money. Okay.
It's not about money, but people make it about money, unfortunately, and then it corrupts everything.
Right. Yeah. And you be having this conversation now about being submissive. It's not about that.
Well, okay. So,
money can't buy love.
Right.
Money can't buy love, but
we wouldn't have a need to have that other person.
Oh.
There you go.
Well, what we're going to do, we're coming up against the break, you guys. What we're going to do is take a quick break. When we come back here on Love and Relationship with Friends, we're going to be asking, okay, so... we got an independent woman, you know, she makes more than him. He, you know, is requiring her to be submissive and to yield down to his wishes and ways, because that makes him want to be comfortable in a relationship, according to Bo. More couture was, I believe, the term you used, couture. And so contour. We're going to talk about contouring in a relationship. We come back up after the break here on 1380 WAOK.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
In the studio with me today, we have a fantastic panel of guests. We have Miss Venice Catron. She is from Chicago. She came down to be a guest on the show. We also have Troy Vaughn III. He is a dating commentator, on-air personality, as well as a speaker. And we have Mr. Bo Borders. He is a paralegal here in Atlanta, and he also owns his own business. I want to thank you all for coming on the show. We also have Tanya. She is our Facebook guest. She posted some comments on Facebook, and we asked her to come and be a guest on the show. So, Tanya, welcome back. Thank you so much for holding on and sharing your opinions today. So what are your thoughts about what we were talking about?
Okay, so for me, honestly, I feel like it really should never be about who makes the most money.
Thank you, Tanya.
Because when
Thank
it becomes you. Like that, then there's a battle of the two wills, because every one of us are selfish. Mm. So money can't control that. I mean, it's basically, for me, when my husband came to the U.S., I made more money, a lot more money. But in order to be able to take care of our family when we had kids, I stepped back. And even when I made the most money, it was our money, not his money or my money.
Right.
There's been times I've worked, I've made more money, less money. There's been times I've made no money. He makes no difference. He still provides whether I make $100,000 or I make $50.
There we go.
Tanya, we appreciate you. What we're going to do is go to Miss Love over in Bankhead. Love, thank you so much for calling in. What are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are, I just want to know, how do you become independent in a relationship when a relationship, it requires dependency on both parts? So if you're going to be independent, which is means you're on your own, you're by yourself, you're independent, you don't need help. You know what I'm saying? But to be in a relationship, if you're in a relationship, then you're dependent on each other. I would say that, if you look at, say you got an outlet, you got a socket, and you got a plug, right? Mm. What holds the power, the socket or the plug?
The socket, actually.
The socket holds the power, so the socket has to relinquish some power to the plug so everything can work, correct?
Wait, who's the socket and who's the power? That's what I want to know.
The woman is the socket because nothing moves without the woman. Nothing. I don't know nothing that came into fruition without a woman's touch or a woman's okay.
So if she does not
give her man, and it's not that she's submitting, she's actually giving her man power. She's giving him power. And like they say, behind every great man was a strong woman. Well, if he didn't have her, he wouldn't be who he is. Right. So it's not about her bringing, like reducing her power. She's adding to him. Mm-hmm. And you can create, you, like we are your ball. You either create us, you build us, or you destroy us. And black women are the only people on the planet that can do that to black men. You can either build us, or you can destroy us. And together, we are a dominant force. Now, you look at, they say black women are the most educated people on the planet right now. But then you have black men who are the most incarcerated people on the planet. Mm. So we have a difference. Where do we find common ground outside of sex? And this is the problem. Like, I noticed that a lot of black women will submit for sex. But once sex is over, then it's back to, I'm running this. This is my house. This is this, that, and the third. And the reason why we have a lot of problems right now is because black men are not able to be, sustained. We can't sustain ourselves in a lot of times because we're probably coming out of a bad situation. We're coming out of, like I said, incarceration. Mm-hmm. Who's there for us? Black women. You know what I'm saying? So she has the keys. She has the car. She has the job. The roles are reversed. Mm-hmm. And once a woman loses respect for a man,
it's a wrap.
It's a wrap. Well, love, thank you. Welcome. Well, we appreciate your call because what you said was valid. A lot of people agree with you. A lot of some people disagree with you. What I want to ask you is, currently in your relationship, are you married or are you single or are you dating?
I'm married.
You're married.
I'm married.
So how is the dynamic set up in your house? Does your wife take on more of a traditional role?
More so, yeah. And then,
it's okay. You can say it. You can say it, bro.
I put it like this. We're both independent workers, you know what I'm saying? So we have to come together to balance. Okay. And sometimes it can be a tug of war.
Now,
but at the end of the day,
well, can I ask you another question? Let's say your wife got a great opportunity at work and she was working more hours and she was bringing in more significantly more money than you into the household. And she wasn't able to clean. She wasn't able to cook. She wasn't able to pick up the kids, take them to school, do a lot of these things. And it became your responsibility. And you had to do more of traditional roles that typically women have done in, for decades.
I've been there. I don't have a problem with it because at the end of the day, we have to be a team effort.
Okay.
But what I would say is provision, when we talk about providing, I notice that we use that word a lot. It's not only monetary.
Yes.
Providing is direction.
Right.
Providing is instruction. You know what I'm saying? That you have to be able to take that as far as along with the monetary, because we just look at provision as being monetary, and provision can be everything but monetary. Mm. But like you say, the man has to put himself in a position that a woman will feel comfortable in letting him lead.
Hey, love.
Yes.
Say it louder for the people in the back.
Y'all didn't know.
Say it louder for the people in the back.
We had church today.
Tell you married. That's why you married, bro.
That's why you married.
That's why you married.
See, look, love, don't you listen to Bo. He gonna have all this kind of conflict all up in your house, Bo.
Say it louder for the people in the back.
Again,
that the power of life and death is in the tongue.
Exactly.
And so that's one of the things as women we have to remember.
Yes.
Because you can build him up or you can beat him down.
Yep.
And
everybody's going to have a bad day.
To your husband, based on what your husband just talks to you, then...
Well, Tanya, hold on, Tanya. Tanya,
cleans up.
Tanya, let's let love finish. What were you about to say, love?
I would just add one more thing that men can never be... on the level of women. Women are all powerful, and this is why it takes her to see that. Not like the woman said, once you know your power, then you can no longer be, intimidated by whatever it is you got to do. Like I said, if the woman does not agree with it, 9 times out of 10, it's not going to work. Men come up with great ideas, but women manifest those ideas that men come up with a lot of the times. She will make it happen. We will sit around and think about it, but if she sees it, she will make it happen.
Okay, well,
that's how that goes.
Well, we appreciate your thought. What we do is we're coming up against a break, but I just want to say this. Love, thank you so much for calling in, by the way. Thank you.
News and Talk 1380, WAOK.
Before we went to break, we were talking about maybe switching up our mindset when we talk about the traditional roles that women and men play in a relationship. Earlier, we were speaking about the comment that Fantasia made about women needing to submit to their mates. And we had a host of people give a lot of different reasons why they should, why they shouldn't. But now we're saying it is a fact that women, specifically black women, make more money than their counterparts. They're higher, they're better educated. They have more education. They make more money. They oftentimes are very much single. And you gentlemen, we're seeing here in Atlanta that when you're dating women, you find that even though they're independent, they say they want a man, they really don't. Bo and Troy, speak about that.
I do think there's a difference between the idea of marriage and actual application. And if she wants to get married, I would ask her first, okay, do you really want to get married, or are you just succumbing to peer pressure or competition with, you know, your line sisters or your friends or whatever? Are you actually in a place where you are ready to join with a man in a household and we both create and lead family? So, and that's why I was like, okay, are you saying you want to be married, or are you actually prepared for the actual application of it? And I do, and I have to agree with Bo, and I say that a lot of women are not. A lot of women can, definitely say, I want to be married, you know, but are you actually ready for it? And truth be told, many are not. Some are, some are not.
Bo, what do you have to say?
From my perspective, I've just met women that just do not want to get married, period. They like the whole me culture, meaning I'm in my own home, I made my own money, and what have you, and come over a few times, kill a couple of spiders every once in a while. But, you know, they are so complacent to where they do not want to get married anymore because they've probably done it before, scarred, what have you. But the whole unity thing is gone.
All right. Well, let's see what Herman and Fairburn have to say. Herman, what are your thoughts?
Yes, well, I agree on these days and times that, you know, a woman does make more than
you know, men, but still, the man still got to play his part as far as providing for the family, whether they have children or not. My wife makes more than me, but still I come to the agreement that, you know, both our incomes coming in together, we do better working together and as a team than apart.
Okay. Thank you, Carmen. We appreciate that. So your wife makes more than you. Do you feel emasculated as a man that you're not providing more than she is?
No, not necessarily, because I provide in other ways. You know, do my part, like taking care of the household and doing things around the house as what I grew up as a man, you know, supposed to do, or what I didn't see from my father growing up. I try to take that into account and not do the same thing.
So you brought substance to the table, in other words, right, bro?
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Well, Herman, thank you so much for calling in. You're calling in from Fairbrand. Now, tell us, Herman, what's the best news and talk radio station in Atlanta?
Oh, WAOK.
You better tell him. Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Great fact.
Todd, he wanted to come back and finish up his thoughts. Todd, what are your thoughts that you wanted to finish up?
Okay, so a reference to the woman being the head of the household, that's out. I quote the great Chuck D of Public Enemy. Move as a team, never move alone.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Off of Fear the Black Planet album, you don't need to lead me. I don't really need to lead you. There's some things that you may have an advantage on that I may need to learn to catch up and vice versa. But nah, you ain't. If we're not a team, I don't have any real.
Well, hold on, Todd. Hold on. This is where I got to step in at, because I feel like I'm getting outnumbered here. No. Denise, you ain't offering me no support.
AC 360.
Hold on. Let me just ask you this, Todd. So your woman is CEO of a major company, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she has just known for her intellect. She's smart. She's savvy. And she has a vision that could take your family to the next level. Are you telling me you are so egotistical as a man that you wouldn't say, baby, you take this thing, I'm going to be on team you. You're going to lead us to the next level. That can't happen?
Leading the household is the overall thing. You're talking about one specific thing.
Exactly, Todd.
What is leading the household? Define leading the household.
Leading the household means you're the final decision on dang near everything.
Yeah.
And that's out.
What's wrong with a woman being the final decision on dang near everything?
We're not moving as a team. You can move as a team or you move alone, but
me culture.
Together.
Didn't I just say
that? Well, hold on, I got a question. Todd, I want you, I want Troy, and I want Bo to answer this. So if you are leading it and you have the final answer, what's the difference?
I'm not doing that either.
No.
If we're not moved, like I said, there's some shared things that she may have an advantage on that I need to catch up on, and vice versa. And that is how a good team, as it applies to monogamy, works. We're not talking about a sports team or an employment team.
Or team
but
me.
But if you wanna run the household, you live by yourself. But let me say this to exit though. In reference to the woman making more money than me, the woman I'm seeing right now she cleared $400,000 this year. Mm. I didn't make $400,000 this year.
She got a sister.
What's her name?
The final fiscal quarter isn't even over yet, you know? But my thing is, I've always lived since I was 20, and I'm a middle-aged man, early middle-aged at this point, but middle-aged. I've lived since I was 20 on fiscal quarters, and I'm going to live like that. So you having more money than me doesn't mean much, because I live on budgets, and my budgets are determining my direction on my spending, saving, and my minuses. So
But if, we're not talking about money, Ty. We're talking about just better decision. Because what I think we're missing here is we're in an era now where women are leading.
What if she makes more money?
We could potentially at one point have a woman lead the country.
That's true.
And that involves more than just money. That involves decision making. Right. That involves all kinds of things.
But you specifically said money.
Okay. Well, I'm talking about the whole picture. The whole picture is you're telling me that a woman, regardless of how successful she has shown herself to be in her career, could never leave the household because then the man would feel like he doesn't have a place.
Not my household. I'm going to have a place.
or mine.
I want you to be clear. I define, and so do the four people that I referenced that they bought the relationship where the man bought the love. I define love by the selfless devotion of the healthy nurturing of someone or something. Now, some of those words, all of those words. And in those two cases, the man was fully capable of getting somebody else because he had everything that he needed to get the type of woman that he wanted separate from the money. So he did for her, or they did for her, those two women, out of charity, not pity.
Well, we got to wrap it up, Ty. We're coming up on our break.
And the point of that is that the loyalty guarantees the money guaranteed loyalty, and the loyalty ultimately ended up the selfless devotion, the healthy nurturing of something or someone, their marriage and their individuality.
All right.
You can buy love.
Okay, Todd. Well, we appreciate you always calling in. You're a faithful listener, and we appreciate your comments. Have a great day and continue to listen, okay?
Yep.
All right. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We have these men in here. They're saying that heck no, dang no, Bo says no. Nobody can lead this household but the man. Yes.
I'm saying we can do this as a team. We can move as a team. I have no problem with teamwork.
Okay, but the thing is, you want to move as a team, but you insist upon being head coach.
Well, see, what's wrong with that?
We're going to talk about it. So when we come back after the break, we're talking about this from a perspective of an independent woman, right?
Right.
And that she makes more. But what if the man makes more? How much say now does the woman have in the relationship? Mm. Are they still created equal? Are you guys still a team if she doesn't even work? Mm. If she just takes care of home, but takes care of the kids, that she has an equal say in the conversation. We'll talk about that more when we come back after the break here on 1380 WAOK. Should women submit to men in a relationship? Is feminism killing our relationships? And you know, we have a great panel of guests that have shared their thoughts with us today. If you're just joining us, I just want to reintroduce them to you. We have Mr. Bo Borders here. He is a paralegal, and he's also he owns his own business. We have Troy Vaughn III. He is a dating commentator, and he also is a speaker, and he's the founder of Ringside Events, as well as your radio personality. And we have Miss Venice Catron. She came all the way down from Chicago to come and talk about this. So now when we were discussing it, we were talking about the perspective from a what if the woman makes more money? What if she's, you know, more successful? Should she submit? But what if the woman doesn't have a job? What if she takes care of the children? What if she makes significantly less than you? Do you automatically feel that you should be the lead in the household?
Well, not necessarily, because, again,
would you continue to expect her, let's say she said, I don't do any of this, but I don't make more money, but I don't want to cook, I don't want to clean, I don't want to do any of that.
I don't necessarily feel like cooking and cleaning is unique to one specific gender. Because I was raised, I know how to cook. I know how to throw some chicken in the oven and season it. So at that point, I'm not going to tell any woman, like, your job as my wife is you need to cook, you need to clean. I'm like, I'm going to keep a clean household anyway. I know how to Swiffer. I know what pine salt smells like. And I know what Tilex. I know how to use it. Okay. So I'm never going to put that at my woman's friends like, this is your job. Because we both going to be responsible for cooking. We both going to be responsible for cleaning.
So you're okay with that, even if you significantly make more than the woman and
she... It doesn't matter if I make more or less. I can make less. I'm still going to be in the bathroom with the Tilex. I still know how to put some chicken in the oven. Right. It don't matter. We both going to cook. We both going to clean.
Venice, okay. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are I love to cook. I hate to clean. So, you know, if you can cook and we can take turns... If you like to clean, that's great, but we might have to hire somebody to clean.
Nope,
I don't
nope.
like to clean. I'm sorry.
I'm a contrary to that situation.
You're a contrary.
I'm
going to
clean. I'm a contrary.
For our listeners just joining us, Bo has introduced our word of today, contour.
Look it up.
So, Bo, what are your thoughts about that?
She cooks, I'm cleaning.
Okay.
I'm cleaning. So
what if she says, you know what, happy. Baby, I don't want to do none of that. I'm just want to work and come
sometimes.
Home.
She has an option sometimes.
On a daily basis?
Yeah.
Nah, she wouldn't be my baby.
like
you ain't coming to this home.
Pick a struggle, you know what I'm saying?
Well, and that's what I said earlier is, you know, when you're finding that mate, you need to know all of these things before you jump in the bed, before you get married.
But what you don't understand is dynamics change. And, you know, you assume that when you're in a relationship with someone, he loses his job. You're now instantly the head of the household. Like I was mentioning earlier, even the government recognized the person who makes the most money as the head of the household, and you are their dependent.
But see, Bo didn't like that.
Yeah, but see, again, but that's going back to you choosing your mate. Again,
right.
Your mate is going, he's going to be the reflection of you. If that happens to you, he knows he's going to have to step up and be that whatever until situation's better, okay? Just like if something happened to me, I've chosen and God put in my path an alpha woman, because if I'm down for a second or two, she already knows it's just down for a second or two until I bounce back. She's a reflection of me, mm-hmm. no matter what, both in and out.
But you're assuming, you keep saying bounce back. A lot of times, the reason why I wanted to have this conversation is because I think that we are in a society now where we have to be more open-minded about our circumstances.
Well, absolutely.
Because you know what, to be real
change,
talk.
They can change.
Well, hold on. In the next probably 8 to 24 months, we're going to be in the middle of a recession here in our country.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
okay,
we are.
And that's real talk.
We're staring at the mouth of a recession.
Right.
Now. I've been preaching to my friends about that.
Plus, we're in the cusp of the fourth industrial revolution, right? Mm. Which means that people are going to lose their jobs to transhumans, robots, mm-hmm. soft robots, mm-hmm. different things of that nature, artificial intelligence. We're becoming obsolete.
Yeah.
Plus, we are, like I said, going into a recession. Things are going to dry up. Money's going to be a little. So we're going to have a lot of shifting in the roles that we play in our household. Mm-hmm. So this is a conversation that needs to be kind of thought about, because it's coming. And if you have this traditional mindset that you are the head, there's nobody else that can do it better because you are the man and this is what you are meant to do. But this woman is just as qualified. She's out there working. She's grinding with this particular partner or family. You got to be open-minded to allow the survival of the household to exist, as opposed to be protective of your ego. That's all I'm saying here, people.
Yeah. And when
we talk about being submissive, it goes both ways. Men do have to be submissive to their wives in
we
a
do.
Sense.
I can
we
do
lean on we cherry pick principles in the Bible. But
I don't even read the Bible, but
okay. But you know, a lot of people do when we talk about it from a traditional perspective.
We're in the Bible Belt, so that's
right,
gonna
right.
Come across,
so we have to be open-minded enough to understand that submission goes both ways, respect goes both ways, and we're in a whole different era of type of mentality, specifically with women.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I'm saying when we put it on the table. Now we're coming up towards the end of our show. One question I want to ask before we go is, could you date an independent woman?
Sure, I can. Like I said, she'll be a reflection of me. So, if again, she's not losing her individuality, and I'm not losing mine either. So, for her to still have her own or whatever, sure, I can.
Absolutely. I would say this with a caveat. I think for some reason, I don't know why people do this, people automatically conflate independent woman with this attitude of, I don't need no man, or mm-hmm. I'm an independent woman, so I am better at this than you. I love an independent woman. I love it.
Exactly.
I'm turned on by it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So why would that be? My ego isn't that fragile to where if a woman makes significantly more to me, then I'm going to feel emasculated, or I feel like, well, I need to just tuck what I got inside, because I don't matter. Exactly. That's not the case.
But Troy, you know what? You know who that intimidate? Boys, men like
absolutely.
Us.
Insecurities.
Men like us. Hey,
I'm like, you don't bother me.
That don't bother me. What? Bring it.
I'm like,
bring
I
it.
Love it. Right. Turn, I'm turned on right now.
Hold on, well, hold on, man.
What kind of show? What kind of show?
I'm just taking all the names. Man, we just...
We're going to let Troy Simmons and his turn on. We're going to go to Ty.
I see. I'm just turned on anyway.
Ty,
I took some ginseng this morning, so...
Ty, what are your final thoughts? Can you be with a woman who's independent?
Independence is relative. That's my final thought. It's interdependence you should be focused on.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Ty. We appreciate you always calling in and listening and dropping some gems. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming up at the end of our show, and I want to read the final poll results that we posted on Facebook and Instagram. So it says here, the question was, should women submit to their mates? And believe it or not, 57% of our voters said yes, and 43% said no. So it's, you know, of course, 57 is larger than 43, but that's almost kind of like
almost half and half.
Almost. But what I found more surprising about this particular poll is a lot of the yeses came from women. Mm. A lot of women said yes, which is interesting.
Did they say yes or yas?
They said yas. Well, Venice, what are your final thoughts as a woman? Do you believe that you can be independent and coexist and submit to your mate?
Absolutely. Independence doesn't mean I don't need a man. Independence means I can carry myself, and I can carry you, and you can carry me. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.